Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. For decades, San Antonio's East Side has been overlooked and shortchanged when it came to the delivery of public services and public safety. The results: high unemployment, high dropout rate, low property values, high crime, a whole host of ills. But 2 years ago, part of the East Side was designated a promise zone, a special area that could be targeted for a concentration of effort and eligibility for millions and millions of dollars in grants, with East Point getting even a special focus. But what results have we seen so far? What do you want to see happening at East Point to take advantage of these opportunities? What are your expectations? We're joined by Mike Atien. He is the East Point Director for the City of San Antonio, and Mary Ellen Burns, the Senior Vice President for the United Way. Welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our phone lines are open. We want to hear from you guys. What do you want to see happening on the East Side, the Promise Zone, East Point, to make sure that we take full advantage of this special window of opportunity to make changes? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. Have you seen a change so far? Do you like what you see? Email us at thesource@tpr.org. So Mike Atien, so people who don't know what's happening, tell us, what is East Point?
Thank you very much, David, and thank you for having us on the air today. So, David, just as a background, as you know, the effort to revitalize the east side of San Antonio began in 2009-2010 with a series of reinvestment summits led by our current mayor, Ivy Taylor. So since that time, we have received over $54 million in federal investments to improve quality of life on the east side of San Antonio, focusing on improving education, public safety, housing, infrastructure, economic development, and health and wellness. So our focus has been in the East Point footprint, which is a small 4-square-mile area near downtown. It is bounded by downtown and the AT&T Center, Fort Sam Houston, and Martin Luther King Boulevard. So 4 square miles has been our focus, and we call it East Point. And since that time, we have made significant improvements in that part of the city. So we are very pleased working with over 20 partners to revitalize the East Point footprint. Since that time, we have seen graduation rate increase from 46% to 81%. Crime has declined by 6% in the footprint. We have seen unemployment decline from 15% to 11%. So David, we have seen significant improvements, and we are definitely proud of the work that is happening in the East Point footprint.
One of the statistic points that caught my eye, which really tells me the story that people have caught on to this area and is catching fire, is the median sales price for homes in the area increasing from $55,000 to $158,000. So tripling in price, essentially. I've seen it myself in the area. Homes that seem to be just sitting there forever with this for sale sign on them are now being snapped up. I mean, it is taking off.
Yes, it is. And yes, we have seen property values increasing significantly, particularly in the Dignity Hill neighborhood, where we've seen homes increasing from $55,000 to almost $200,000.
And you see really nice refurbishing going on.
Very nice refurbishing. We're seeing construction happening on the vacant lots. We're seeing new, younger individuals moving into the community because they want to be close to downtown.
And the homes look really, they're great homes. They're great buildings.
Oh, fantastic home. Great character. Many of them are historic. Great bones. So, yes, so great improvements happening.
And so it just shows you, though, the benefit of this type of redevelopment happening in an area when you see the property values going up that much. That it does bring back in resources to the area.
Yes, and the developers have now more confidence in terms of what is happening on the east side. They're seeing all of the investments in terms of infrastructure improvements, sidewalks, curbs, gutter. The city has invested a lot of money in regards to improving the public infrastructure. Our partners are working together to have a collective vision for the community. So our vision together is to make sure that by 2025, we have a community that is vibrant and mixed income, full of opportunity.
So Mary Ellen Burns, Senior Vice President at United Way, what is your role?
So United Way has been in San Antonio for over 75 years, and we have always been sort of the backbone organization that supported a whole range of programs and agencies that support families. In this particular instance, we are the backbone organization for the Promised Neighborhood Grant, which is a $23.7 million grant from the Department of Ed. The idea here was to build a cradle-to-career continuum, really enhance that pathway for kids so that all the kids in the neighborhood would be successful on the back end. I do want to say something. You started this program talking about the deficits on the east side. I'd really like us to refocus on the assets of the east side. And where we started, one of the key assets in the east side are the residents, the existing residents, the old residents, the historic residents, parents, caretakers, families, everybody involved in raising children. And what we did was we started this whole grant an effort by talking to them. What is it going to take to help your children be successful? What is it going to take to make the schools more effective? And they told us a story. That story ended up in a plan. We pitched that to the Department of Ed, and they funded it. We were one of five organizations or plans in the country that got funded, and 200 attempted. But it was the partnership, it was the parents, it was the school district, all willing to work together in a new way, which is what instilled hope in the Department of Ed that we could get this done.
So what was the story they told you?
The story was, well, first of all, parenting, toughest job in the world, best job in the world. So throw into that no steady paycheck, no reliable transportation, constant disruption. So that we knew that in order to stabilize the child, we had to stabilize the family. So we actually have two efforts underway, and this is where United Way comes in with its broader vision, broader scope. We have another partner that came in, the Annie Casey Foundation, who said, we'll help you work with the families to stabilize them, to get their education completed so they can get a decent job, so they don't have to move. While the school system, you help the school system work with the children. So there's this dual effort underway. This having great success, great traction. The parents are discovering their own talents again. You know, I think when you are inundated with stresses and you don't know where the next paycheck's coming from, you don't know if you can cover the rent, you don't actually know where the next meal's coming from, you forget how capable you are. And so this is about promise all the way around. We are working with the neighborhood, not for the neighborhood. We're doing this with them. They are guiding us on what they need. We're listening, we're responding. And they're responding in kind. And there are more parents today going back to school, getting their degree, getting credentials so they can have a living wage job. They're staying put. And now the question is, will we be able to afford to stay in this neighborhood? Once upon a time, mobility rates were 40%. Now families are saying, how do I get to stay?
Right. We just don't want success to be high property values.
Exactly.
And the people being pushed out and
exactly.
and yuppies moving in. But we want to make sure that the kids who they're multi-generational part of that neighborhood, they grew up there, they want to go to school there, they want to experience success and come back.
Exactly.
That's correct.
Okay. And so how are they going to do that? We're going to take the calls when we come back. Let's map out a positive future for the East Side. The call in, the number is 210-614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. It's been 2 years since President Obama designated a part of San Antonio's East Side with a special project for urban renewal. The Promise Zone would be a 10-year concentrated effort to improve conditions in this blighted area, with millions of dollars in grants and private investment fueling the transformation. But what are the results so far, and are you encouraged by the changes? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. We're joined by Mike Atien. He is the East Point Director for the City of San Antonio, Mary Ellen Burns, the Senior Vice President for the United Way. Our number is 210-614-8980, and Erica is on the line. Erica, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just calling because I have children. I live in the East Side Promise area as well, but the entire area is saturated by so many nonprofit organizations kind of driving their own cause because their money is, you know, funded through the United Way or the grants. It's just, there's no consistent message I feel following through. It's just so many people just trying to get their numbers in. I don't see, you know, what all these other people are seeing. you know, some of these programs are so sparse. There's not a lot of children in them, but they're also being pulled by other organizations to go somewhere else. How does this work? How, you know, how are these programs picked and chosen and then implemented? It needs to be kind of whittled down, and the best ones are the ones that should be, you know, implemented.
Erica, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. So how does that work? You work with a lot of nonprofits over at the United Way, Mary Ellen Burns.
Yeah, that's a great question, Erica. For the Promise Neighborhood, what we've done is created community advisory committees, and we have these committees are comprised of both residents and content experts. So anytime we have an opportunity to fund a program, we put the announcement out there, organizations apply, they compete, they have to appear before these committees, answer their questions, and meet specific targets. So there is a lot of control over who gets in. Now, how they perform, there's a lot of interesting lessons we've learned. One of the chief lessons we learned, let's just talk about after school care, was children would not stay late in the program, and we found out that that was really an issue of safety and security. And so we worked with the police department to do hotspot patrols, so they would be present on the pathway to school after school, so kids could stay after school, and those after school programs could do their magic. In terms of the other programs in the neighborhood, we are trying to create no wrong door concepts. So the Ella Austin Community Center is a one-stop shop for many, many programs. We're now working with the Pfeiffer Center to do the same. And then we have the Wheatley Community School that launched a year ago that is also, the idea is really what Erica was getting at. Who knows where to turn for help? Well, you have to have physical places where people can go and get a range of needs met. And that's the concept there.
But Erica brings up an interesting point, Mike, about how the community meets with nonprofit organizations. It just can't all be coming from nonprofits and people who want to help the area. There has to also be an effort coming from the community as well. And I'm sure there are many people who are trying to do that. But it takes, I guess, leaders like yourself to try and make those connections.
That is correct, David. We have a concerted effort in place to reach out to all of the nonprofits working in the community, because we know that it takes a village to revitalize a community. So we have monthly meetings with many of the nonprofits to make sure that they understand the overall goal and vision for the Promise Zone in East Point. We also make sure that they are involved in the planning stage, and also they know where the services are to respond to the constituency.
So let me ask you, Mary Ellen, about are there like navigators, people who can help people like Erica find services that she could use?
Exactly. So there are those three centers. I would start there, the Ella Austin Center or the Wheatley Community School, and then soon to open up the Pfeiffer. You can also call 211, and that's 24/7, has information about all the programs available. But in terms of case management and looking at a more complete picture of a family's needs, I would really highly recommend that they go to the centers, and that those people are poised, informed, and ready to help a whole family, not one program at a time.
Oh, another caller. Steve is on the line. Steve, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
I just want to give kudos to you guys. It's very evident that you guys have gotten cooperation from the police department. I'm a plumbing contractor. I've done, in the last year and a half, four pretty big remodels in the Dignity area, a couple on Nolan and a couple on Pine. And the jobs are safe. Never even had a nail stolen off the job. Whereas on the north side, I get tools stolen at least once a week. And I mean, you know, you're out front in the house and you're doing work, and a policeman actually stops and waves. And I mean, it's totally changed on the east side from what it was, God, even 5 years ago. And just kudos to you guys for the cooperation you guys have gotten from, I mean, the neighbors in the area are nice, and it's just totally changed the east side, in my opinion. And just my hat's off to you guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, Steve, thank you for the call. And so, Mike, how was it working with the police in this area?
We have a fantastic relationship with the police department. We meet with the police as well as the police chief once a month to get regular updates on how we are doing in regards to crime, public safety on the east side. We have added more police officers to the area. City Council recently approved adding more foot patrol in the East Point footprint to make sure that we have more community engagement between the police and the residents. So yeah, so the cooperation with the police has been great. And yes, the caller is correct. We have seen a drastic improvement in regards to safety on the east side of San Antonio.
Mary Ellen?
Yeah, Dave, if I could add to that, 4 years ago, the relationship with the police, our police department here, is extraordinary. 4 years ago, our Promise Neighborhood Director, Tony Leverett, went to the police and went to the YMCA and started, he knew relationships had to change. And so he put together a midnight basketball league. And now this is going to be the fifth year this summer. Hundreds of kids have played basketball. The police serve as coaches and referees and all the other roles that you have to play in basketball. And they run, it's really midnight. It is from 8 p.m. until 2 a.m. And the young people are coming out. They're meeting the police. The police are talking to them about a different future. So this is about relationship and about working together differently at all levels.
I went to a neighborhood association meeting with Dignity Hill, and the acting police chief, Trevino, was there talking to the community, trying to tell them how, you know, let's work together. We got to keep the lines of communication open. We're going to get people out of the police units and onto walking around the street and get back to having a relationship. Let's get Stephen on the air. He's called in. Stephen, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
All right. Thank you so much. My name is Stephen Lucky, and I'm with Guardopia Gardens, one of those local nonprofits that the first caller was talking about. I first want to say that I've actually worked hand-in-hand with the Eastside Promise Neighborhood and Choice Strategies in the United Way to implement some of these programs, specifically health and wellness. We do a lot of education with the students and adults when it comes to gardening and nutrition and physical activity. So I think that me personally, I've seen a really big push and interaction to get the community healthier and out of school time and just so many different activities. But the second piece to that was that we are currently starting a small community garden and wellness center on North New Braunfels and Nolan, which is a high crime area. And my question is, as these houses in Dignity Hill are continuing to be upgraded and the property value goes up, so do the taxes. And so how do we continue to make that community affordable to the lower income sections of the city or the population as those property values go up?
All right. And, thank you for the call, Stephen. Good question. So, you know, let me ask you, Mike, about that. And also, I know that they freeze taxes for
65 and over.
Seniors 65 and over. Is that helping? Is that a solution?
That is part of the solution. Yes. Once you turn 65, your taxes, your property taxes are frozen. And many of our residents are taking advantage. And some who didn't know about the program are now aware of it because we've been, you know, marketing it, publicizing it. So, yeah, so that has helped. The second part, David, is that we are building more affordable housing. We currently have 412 units of affordable housing that is under construction by the Housing Authority, and that will increase the supply of affordable housing. We also have a lot of vacant lots on the east side, and we are partnering with the nonprofit housing community as well as the Housing Authority to build more infill housing that is affordable to the community. So yes, so we are taking steps to make sure that the homes remain affordable and that we are building or increasing the supply of affordable housing in the community.
So when President Obama announced the Promise Zone for the East Side, it's a 10-year program. So it has a sunset, and 10 years can go quick. And now we're 2 years into the 10 years. We've seen some improvements, but there's still some ways to go. But how do we ensure that we take advantage of all the opportunities and at the end of the 10 years that there isn't some backsliding?
Yes, we do. We know the clock is ticking, and we have a lot more work to do. But we are working diligently to move the needle. We have specific goals and objectives that we have set for us that we need to meet. We also have indicators that we are tracking. So we meet monthly to track where we are in terms of the goals that we have set for ourselves. Because we know we have a short time frame and that we need to take full advantage of all the resources that we have received from the federal government.
All right, and last words?
Yeah, if I could just add an idea here, Dave, the idea being sustainability. So all these funds that come in are about capacity building for the long haul. It's not about a 10-year grant that you spend the funds, you buy this shiny object, and it's over. It's about how do you invest in who's there, the assets that exist, strengthen them so that when you get out of the way, they can thrive and take this into the future.
All right. Mary Ellen Burns, Senior Vice President for the United Way, and Mike Atien, he's the East Point Director for the City of San Antonio. Thank you both, and we will check in again with you as more statistics come in, we see the progress and the growth and the development and the attributes continue to blossom on the east side. Thanks for tuning us in. This is The Source on KSTX.